they informed me I had a guest. I had no idea it would be the esteemed homicide detective from Citadel City. But I'd hoped. How I'd hoped. Yes. Of course I know you. I've seen you on TV. You're the one who caught the Bayside Strangler. I hope you got a raise, because you were the only one not caught with his thumb up his butt when that idiot tried to kidnap the college co-ed in front of all her sorority sisters. You knew exactly where he was going to strike, what time, the person he was going to target. If anything, I'd say you're very good at following directions, detective. Elementary, my dear Watson. Did you see what I did there? Well, you're welcome to go through the records if you want, but I think you'll find that the most contact I've had with your strangler is through reading his exploits in the local paper and seeing it on the news during rec time. I assure you, Detective, I haven't the faintest idea who this Theodore Latham individual is, but if one simply follows his past behavior, the locations upon which he committed his crimes, yes, it should have been obvious to everyone where and when he was going to strike next. It's a pity the local PD and the FBI are filled with incompetent boobs. Except for you. Out of all the people connected with this case, I followed your progress with the most interest. I remember the first time I saw you. You were doing some kind of press conference, I think, for the sixth victim. I could tell you were angry. Anger is not a usual emotion for someone in the spotlight, considering the media circus surrounding the killings. Any other of the authorities would have been preening under the limelight, but you... No, you were angry, upset, fuming. Your frustration was palpable through the TV screen. Yes, I knew how and when the fourth and fifth victims were going to be found, not to mention the location. By that time, I'd already understood the pattern our illustrious strangler was operating under. Yes, it was me that sent you that letter. I managed to bribe one of the orderlies to smuggle it off the grounds and mail it. A pity your department didn't take it seriously. I agree. You could have saved Sarah and Raymond. Oh, poor kids. Just graduated from high school, about to embark on their life as adults. Such a shame. Well, I did what I could, but no one likes to take the advice of a certifiably insane individual. I could tell you, Detective, but I'm afraid the situation has turned into something of a give and take. I hope you understand. I don't enjoy being stared at, especially not by the orderlies. Did you know at least one of them has a syringe of benzodiazepine in their pockets, just in case I go crazy? I don't like that. I don't do well under this kind of pressure, Detective. Like yourself, I don't much enjoy being the center of attention. Make them go away. Surely you can handle one little girl like me, can't you? Big, strapping man like you. It would be embarrassing if you had to have a protector around, wouldn't it? I bet you could bench press Marty over there. Yeah, the skinny one, on your right. Hi, Marty. Did you like the present I left in your inbox? Don't look at me like that, Detective. It wasn't anything disgusting, I promise. But, yes, I'm afraid those are the terms, Detective. If you want to keep talking to me, then it must be just you and I, alone, in this room. I'll even allow myself to continue to be restrained. You know how effective a straitjacket can be in restricting movement. Right? And besides, like I said, you're so much bigger than me. Surely you're not afraid to be alone with me. No, I didn't think so. Dismiss them if you want to get another word out of me. Bye, Marty. Bye, John. Don't forget to lock it. You heard me. Lock it. Freedom. Oh, what? This little thing here? I could get rid of it with both hands tied behind my back. Wanna see? This is always the hard part. Dislocating one's shoulder joint isn't particularly difficult. It's the relocating that can be the absolute devil. Detective, if you would be so kind. No, please, don't get the orderlies. The second one of them steps back into this room, I'll stop talking and you'll get nothing more out of me. Besides, you've done this before, haven't you? I saw that press conference. You know, the one where one of your other police mates accidentally fell off the edge of the stage and landed on his shoulder. Hilarious. But you were there, 2 seconds later, and popped his joint back into place, neat as you please. So don't lie to me. Good. Now, Detective, if you would... Much better. There will be some tenderness in my glenohumeral joint for a while, but it's well worth it not to wear that stifling, disgusting-smelling rag. I truly do appreciate your willingness to respect my wishes. I know this can't be easy. Sitting in a locked room with a woman who's murdered 3 of her lovers. That you know of. Oh, that's a joke, Detective. Don't worry. There weren't more than 3. I think? I do so enjoy pushing your buttons. Wait, please. Don't go. I'll stop needling you. Although, we both know there's no way you'd actually leave. Not really. This is just the dance. The two of us stepping forward, then taking a few steps back, swaying to a secret melody only we can hear. Do sit down, Detective. I'm so sorry I can't offer you anything to drink. Although, to be fair, I suppose you'd have to be just as mad as I am to eat anything I'd offer. That's how I offed my second victim, if you recall. Poison. He thought he could get away with two-timing me. After all I did for him. Washing his stinky gym clothes, keeping his dinner warm when he stumbles home drunk after near daily 4-hour binge drinking sessions with his buddies. But the final straw was... Yes, his absolute twit of a secretary. Could you believe it? How positively cliched. And then he had the gall to say that she had seduced him. As if that's a valid excuse. Anyway, a bit of foxglove and his morning coffee soon fixed Andrew right up. Did you know they only started testing for digitoxin until after my arrest? Such a shame to all those future poisoners out there. Truly. I am sorry I let that particular cat out of the bag. I am not a convicted murderer. Don't say that. No, the court found me not guilty. I'm sure you know that. Yes, yes, by reasons of insanity, but the most important thing is not guilty. That kind of thing carries a lot of weight around here, you know? If they didn't, I wouldn't be in such a facility like this. Did you know that I can have my pick of the puddings and jello every Friday? What luxury! And eventually, who knows, they might even consider me rehabilitated. I might be able to breathe fresh, clean air again. Go shopping at those cute little boutiques in Brighton. Go antiquing on Portobello Road like I used to. I do so adore England, detective. So quaint and gentrified. Nothing like the sordid, crime-ridden hellhole that is America. But it occurs to me that I've just been blabbing on and on about me when you are at the helm of yet another serial killer investigation. What are they calling this one again? Ah, yes. The Nightshade Stalker. So called because he leaves a member of the Nightshade family behind as his, signature. I really hope you can find him before too long. Otherwise, the poor individual is going to have to be reduced to leaving less dignified specimens from the Nightshade family. Can you imagine? A potato clasped in the hands of a dead body. It's almost too ridiculous for words. I mean, petunias and daturas are pretty in bouquets, I suppose, but a potato? I don't know whether to cry or laugh. My apologies, sir. I'm quite well aware of the trouble this killer's created for you and your department. After all, matters must indeed be dire if you're coming for advice from a... What's the clinical term they're using to describe me? Right. Sociopathic narcissist with a victim mentality complex coupled with extreme antisocial behavior disorder. Or something like that, I forget. But I'm certainly not a sociopath. No, of course not. Why, just the other day when I saw poor Susan being... Ugh, dear. We've come back to me as a subject again. You have my most fervent apologies, Detective. Now, I assume you are here because there are certain aspects of this case that has stymied you and your department. Correct? Yes, I can see why you'd feel so confused, like a dog chasing its own tail. The modus operandi, a killer's calling card. Aside from the Blooms, all a part of the Nightshade family, none of them are the same, are they? A strangling in Montfort, bludgeoning in Cambridge, drowning in Saint's End. Why, I'm sure it's occurred to any number of you that this might be the work of multiple killers, and wouldn't that be a sticky wicket? But fear not, Detective. I assure you, this is the work of one highly talented individual. Yes, your suspicions are correct. Despite the rather messy nature of the majority of these deaths, you are facing an incredibly methodical, intellectually brilliant, sophisticated individual who, much to his dismay, suffers from an intense form of obsessive-compulsive disorder and a standard of hygiene that would make the ward nurses of St. Ignatius Hospital red with envy. And that is how you just might catch him, Detective, through his disabilities. One might suspect he spends an inordinate amount of time at each crime scene, positioning his victims just so, agonizing about the way each strand of hair falls into place, the folds of his victim's clothing. To him, every killing ground is a work of art. He is a master, a genius, a prodigy, the likes of which your department has never seen. And for that, I pity you. Detective, I did tell you, didn't I? This is a matter of give and take. You give and take, and then I give and take. That's how it goes. Ugh, I'm so glad you asked. You have such lovely hair, Detective. You've been letting it get a little long, haven't you? I wonder why. Is it because you just can't be bothered? Too busy to sit in a barber's chair? Or perhaps there's someone new you're seeing who likes that style. No, that can't be. I know. In any case, I'd like to... Yes, I'd like to comb your hair. As you can see from my pathetically shorn condition, the doctors here have enforced a rather brutal dress code. One of which includes hair length exceeding no more than 3 inches, for both men and women. Before I was brought here, I took such good care of my hair. I went to a salon every other week for treatment. Ugh, if only you could have seen it, Detective. Anyway, I've missed it. The act of brushing one's hair. That's what I want. If you want any more information, then you must allow me to brush your hair. Oh, I assure you, Detective, there will be no hanky-panky, as you put it. I'll only be touching your hair, only running a brush through it. There's no harm in that, is there? Besides, you look like you need it. Really, I'm the one doing you the service. Oh, you will? Oh, I'm so pleased to hear that. Very well, then. You may stay where you are. Oh, your shoulders are so tense, Detective. I assure you, there's nothing to worry about. Oh, my apologies. That's right. I did say I wasn't going to touch anything but your head and hair, didn't I? I just couldn't stop myself. My, your shoulders are so much wider up close. No padded shoulders for you. Right. Of course. Ugh. Yes. Oh, right. You are giving, I'm taking, and now I must give as well. I just got lost in the act, detective. Much like a hobbyist grooming their bonsai or a jeweler going over their collection of gems. You can't blame me for enjoying myself too much, can you? Speaking of enjoying oneself too much, the Nightshade Stalker is one such individual, as I've said before. He takes great joy in his, creations. So much so that I wouldn't be surprised if he was still running away from the scene of the crime when it's discovered by the authorities. Why, just imagine, you might have even driven past him on several occasions. What an absolute shame. Wouldn't you say? But like the vast majority of all serial killers, he revels in the chaos he creates. Tell me, has he contacted you or the department yet? Oh, well, I suspect that will happen soon enough. You see, people like that, they're just dying to tell other people of their exploits. After all, what's the point of creating such a crime scene if you can't brag about it? When he makes himself known to you, and I bet my life your killer is a man, that is when he is at his weakest, detective. If you're lucky, you might be able to narrow your suspect list considerably. I hate to say this, but I believe we are done here. I have no more to give you, at least not just yet, and you have nothing more to offer. Actually, that's not quite true. You have plenty to give, but I'm not the kind of girl who likes to rush things. You understand? I don't ascribe to the whole third date means intercourse idea that so many men seem to adhere to. Tell me, detective, are you one of those men? After the third date, do you expect to be allowed in a woman's residence with promises of coffee, fully knowing that coffee is just polite talk for, well, you know what I mean. Yes, you're right. It is none of my business. Apologies. Speaking of, I heard about your recent breakup with that preschool teacher. What was her name again? Oh yes, Isabella. Such a beautiful yet fragile name for a woman who has willingly chosen to surround herself with a horde of screaming, murderous, savage beasts. Yes, the preschoolers. What did you think I meant? Well, like I said, you fascinated me from the moment you stepped up to the podium during one of those press conferences. I'm not ashamed to admit that I just couldn't take my eyes off of you. You might not be conventionally handsome, but there's a certain air of competence about you that I've found irresistible. Oh, well, if one is very good here, the doctors do let you use the computers. Supervised, of course. And there's nothing suspicious about checking one's social media, is there? A good thing I'm not interested in pornography, as there's a rather distressing lack of that kind of material available to us, residents. Oh, yes, Detective. You'd be surprised and horrified to know just how easily one can find information like that on the internet. With just a single name, I was able to locate your past three residences, the names of your three siblings, their residences, and even the names and ages of their children. Oh, by the way, your niece's graduation is coming up soon. You wouldn't want to miss that, would you? Scary, isn't it? Oh, must you go now? Pity. Well, you'll come and see me again, won't you? Because you know what'll happen if you don't. And that's not a threat, Detective. It's a promise. Bye now.